The biggest misconception about sleep deprivation is that people think they need to sleep less. So they started this practice and believe that the essence of the practice of sleep deprivation is that a person begins to sleep less. He deliberately forces himself to stay awake. Well, at first it may even be useful. You just heard about what sleep deprivation is. Your eyes are so wide. You understand that this is yours. Or at least worth a try. There's something about it. There is common sense here, or maybe. So, then yes. Try to stay awake to understand what melatonin poisoning is and to let your body taste this melatonin poisoning. The point of this experiment is that melatonin is a potent poison and in order to cope with it, the body must be very strong. You must realize this through actual experience. Feel what it's like. This is the basis of the main misconception. People think that through willpower they can make their body very strong and therefore stop sleeping. What is it? Wait, you understand me? What I'm talking about? Now. So why do people sleep? Because their body is too weak to cope with melatonin toxicity without the help of sleep. People sleep simply because their body, physical and mental body, is too weak to cope with poisoning without sleep. Write this down in capital letters. Take your travel journal if you already have one. If not, then buy one. People sleep because the body is too weak to cope with melatonin poisoning without sleep. He copes with poisoning through sleep. And, therefore, the main misconception of the practice of sleep deprivation is that you cannot make the body strong so that it stops sleeping simply by an effort of your will. I'll force myself. I'm overdoing it. Well, how can the body become strong without the supply of resources? In the end, all this is useless. Therefore, the main misconception is that people think that the practice of sleep deprivation is to force yourself to stop sleeping through an effort of will. Some special exercises, some special poses, and so on and so forth. No, this is a fallacy. It's all useless. It all works differently. Therefore, you need to know how it works. The practice of sleep deprivation is on par with studying some discipline of a doctor. That is, accurate knowledge is important there. Understanding different aspects of the phenomenon is important there. That's why there is training. Therefore, we deal with these issues during training. But not with everyone, and not like this. That I told you something, it stuck with you, then it flew out. You understood what was said somehow in your own way and started doing it. Oh. Nothing works for me. Why doesn't anything work? What did I misunderstand? That is why there is a format where this information is studied step by step. So, in the first time you can really try again, what I started with. If you have only learned about practice, then try to stay awake. At least 3 days and you will feel all the effects of melatonin. What is it? How does it affect you? What is it like to live without its side effects? But, if you continue to do this, your body will soon exhaust its resources to fight this poisoning without sleep. The point of practice, on the contrary, is to make your physical and mental body strong enough. And this means changing the quality of your life. And this means really very powerful development in the areas of physical and mental health. These are not those practices, not those, you know, retreats where you play and forget about it. Regardless of how serious looks the guru, and then he tells you, now I will teach you how to levitate, and you pay ₹500,000 for it. Let's leave this pampering aside. To really change the quality of your life, you need serious work. And changing the quality of your life leads to the fact that your mental and physical body becomes strong. Because only a strong physical and mental body can cope life without sleep. That is, cope with melatonin poisoning without sleep. And what such a life gives is the enormous benefits of excellent health and good luck. But I will talk about the benefits in another video. Go to Telegram, there are a lot of interesting things there. There is a lot of material that is not in the public domain. And in general, you can contact me via Telegram. That's all I have. See you in the next video, where I will talk about the main benefits, as a reminder, that the practice of sleep deprivation provides. The practice of living without sleep. Practice of being awake.